WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We're just getting warm here, people. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
We have been working to get our military the resources it needs to keep the peace. This budget agreement delivers on that commitment.
That's House Speaker Paul Ryan reacting to a two-year budget deal reached yesterday in the Senate, one that Congress will vote on today. That deal including increases in military spending as well as domestic spending for infrastructure. This deal is one that House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi is not on board with.
We have our beliefs and we're willing to fight for them, and we're willing to fight for them on the floor of the House.
Pelosi speaking on the House floor for 8 hours yesterday, asking Ryan for action on immigration. The president at the 66th Annual National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, D.C. this morning, focusing on God and country.
As long as we open our eyes to God's grace and open our hearts to God's love, then America will forever be the land of the free, the home of the brave, and the light unto all nations.
This is USA Radio News.
Addiction. There was a day when the word addiction was just another word. If you're battling addiction, it's not easy to ask for help. It's hard to admit you really need it. Call and end addiction. Call and connect with representatives of a treatment center or rehab facility. Call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. Some insurance plans help pay for the cost of treatment. Be sure to check your policy or call your agent to see if you're covered. It's not easy to talk about your addictions or those of someone you care about. It's hard for you to experience. It's hard for them to watch. The first step to ending addiction starts with one free, private, and no-obligation call. Addiction. There can be a day when the word addiction is just another word again. Your life is not over. There are things you still need to do. The first thing to do is call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239.
Speaking at an economic summit in the Middle East, former President George W. Bush saying Russia definitely meddled in the 2016 election.
And it's problematic that a foreign nation is involved in our election system because democracy is really only as good as the people trust the results.
He said it was unknown whether Russia had any effect in the outcome in which Hillary Clinton won the popular vote and Donald Trump the Electoral College. Tensions increasing between two NATO allies in northern Syria along the Turkish border as U.S. troops stabilize their positions in the region.
Turkey has begun an offensive against Kurdish-controlled territories in northern Syria and the city of Afrin, inching towards Manjib, where U.S. troops are stationed. Major General Jamie Gerard, Special Operations Commander for the U.S.-led coalition in Iraq and Syria, stated that we're very proud of our positions here and we want to make sure that everybody knows it. Lieutenant General Paul Funk added to this, impliedly informing Turkish forces, "You hit us and we will respond aggressively. We will defend ourselves." This is Jennifer Breeden.
And I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger-licking good.
At participating KFCs only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
The Centers for Disease Control announcing which flu symptoms should prompt an emergency room visit. Dr. Ann Shukat talking to the AP about some of the more common symptoms.
Pretty noticeable aches around the body. It can have headache, muscle aches, and colds usually are not. And the flu is associated with cough a bit more than colds are. There can be sore throats in either of them, but a little bit more in flu than in colds.
The CDC saying for adults, emergency level symptoms include difficulty breathing or shortness of breath, pain or pressure in the chest or abdomen, sudden dizziness, confusion, severe or persistent vomiting, or flu-like symptoms that improve but then come back with a fever and a more severe cough. 53 babies across the country have died from the flu so far this year. Apple fighting a huge leak in its software updates after the release of its proprietary information via the code sharing site GitHub, who publicized the iOS source code for all to see. Although the code is 2 years old now, parts of it are likely to be used in upcoming iOS 11 software updates. A family in San Bernardino, California, suing Starbucks over alleged bloodstains from a barista that appeared on their beverages. In the 19-page complaint, the family argues that the coffee company did not force the employee to get an HIV blood test, which they demanded to see results of after drinking their Starbucks coffee. And the country's unemployment rate dropping to a 45-year low as the Labor Department states the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits unexpectedly fell last week. This is USA Radio News.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This flu thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yes, it is. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Always honored to have you tuned into the big program. We are breaking down the State of the Union like no other. No other, explaining to you how the media works, explaining how you get manipulated and lied to on a regular basis. And, hey, we just happen to be that place you can turn to. Anyway, let's delve into. We talked about the economy and Trump's statements on the economy, tax reform, and what it's doing. And I don't know if you saw it this past week. Reuters had a poll out looking for people out there that, well, I haven't really seen much in my paycheck yet. Man, I'm not going to get any tax cuts. Yeah, the IRS is putting out the new tables, and you'll be getting them shortly. Again, dread coming over people that put party over country. Dread. Oh, no, that's bad for us. You mean people getting raises is bad? Yeah. Whew. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about immigration. I'm not thrilled with Trump's immigration compromise that he has put forward. I understand that he's trying to get something done, looking for another win here. There's certain things in his plan I disagree with vehemently. Again, like I said here, we call it like we see it. He is going to triple the amount of people that he is going to allow to stay in the country and put them on a path to citizenship. Now, believe it or not, that doesn't get me that upset. I know a lot of people out there that gets them very, very angry because, well, first and foremost, the process is going to take about 12 years. And there's certain things, and again, we haven't seen all of the criteria of that process in order to allow you to become a citizen and what they're going to ask of you. And hopefully they make it tough. And he mentioned that speaking English is a requirement. Obviously, you have to pass a citizenship test. Have to have a clean record. No crime on your record. I think that all of that is good. Okay, I get that. And I could see where that could be a point of compromise. I do. I don't understand for the life of me why they're not going full boat in regards to the E-Verify system. I don't. It's a system that's been around now, what they say now, for some two decades plus, and we don't even use it. We have it, we don't even use it. Again, that's typical government. It's typical government. We have some sort of program that we spend money on, and we don't even really utilize the darn thing. I mean, to me, it's pretty simple. If you can't get a job and you can't get government assistance, you're not going to come here. You are not going to come here. And I explain this. Go try to get a job over in Europe without having working papers. You won't be able to get one. You won't be able to get one. They come down hard on that stuff over here. We don't. We don't. We let it slide. We let it slide. Again, we talked about all those arrests that they had at 7-Eleven stores. How is it that these people were allowed to work in the first place? Don't tell me you checked their social security number against the E-Verify system because you didn't do it. You'd be able to spot this in a heartbeat, but we don't. So, okay, we're not going to do that. Instead, Trump is still insistent on his wall. $25 billion for this wall. I've yet to hear anybody actually explain to me how that would be better than to fully implementing the E-Verify system. And granted, do we want to have more Border Patrol agents, more ICE agents? Yes. Yes, but how difficult would it be? I mean, somebody goes in and they put in a faulty Social Security number at some job somewhere, and boop, they show up on the radar. It'd be really easy to go and find them. Really easy. But we don't do that. Instead, we're going to spend $25 billion on a wall? I don't know if they're going to come up with a compromise with this. I really don't. You saw Democrats boo when Donald Trump mentioned, and this is a big one. I know he talked about getting rid of the visa lottery system, which is just stupid. And I love the fact that he wants to have a merit-based immigration system. I get that. That's good for workers. That's good for this country. Let's bring in the best and the brightest. Let's do that. I want that too. And yes, chain migration is patently absurd. How are we going to pick people from just certain countries and allow them to bring in their grandparents, their aunts, their uncles, their cousins, all that good stuff? That is nuts. And that was booed. That was booed. I'm sorry, people. Again, we have to start putting ourselves first when it comes to this. Hey, I mentioned this, the irony in this. There was a story talking about countries and how they were rated. And the number one was in regards to, countries that people wanted to live in. I think Switzerland was number one. And they cited problems in the United States. We dropped to like eighth on the list. And because of some of the politics here at home, and I'm saying to myself, do you know how difficult it is to become a citizen of Switzerland? You have any idea? You know, if you lived off any government assistance at all, you took anything while you were trying to become a Swiss citizen, before you could become a Swiss citizen, you have to pay that money back. So the argument that they were making in the story was, quite honestly, patently absurd. And again, you saw at the State of the Union, saw guys like Luis Gutierrez get up and walk out during chants of USA, USA, USA. I'm sorry, people. Okay? These guys are rabble-rousers, and they don't have the country's best interests in mind. Another part of the State of the Union. Again, this is a Watchdog on Wall Street show, and we spent a great deal of time talking about this problem, and it's not going away. And that is the drug problem here in the United States. Donald Trump talked about the drug problem. He's talked about it. He's talked about it quite a few times, various different speeches. I don't think we have a policy yet. I don't think Donald Trump has formulated a policy yet. I don't think Donald Trump really knows yet what he wants to do with this. And he's missing it. We're all missing it. He didn't even give it proper perspective. And I said, I'm critical right now. They're in the height of the cocaine crack epidemic, 1980s. Nancy Reagan, just say no to drugs. This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. Remember all the advertisements, all that stuff. 8,000 people died. The height in a year. The height of the cocaine crack epidemic, 8,000. Last year, 64,000 people and rising. And there are all sorts of moving parts that are involved with this. All sorts of moving parts. There's a story this past week I was looking into. And again, how does this happen? Drug firms shipped 20.8 million pills to a West Virginia town with 2,900 people. Two drug stores. Two small drug stores in this town. They managed to get 20.8 million pain pills. It was hydrocodone and oxycodone. What happened to all those pills, huh? Again, Congress is talking about this stuff. This is an outrage. How could this happen? And they're talking about the distributors that put the drugs there. Hey, how hard is it, guys, just to go down to the drugstore there and say, where did these pills go? Who did you sell them to? How can you justify these orders? Hey, we explained on this program that if you're on Medicaid, you can get 240 oxycodone pills for a dollar. You can sell them for $4,000. Quite the profit. Quite the profit. Hey, oh, gee whiz, I'm going to spend a dollar and I'm going to make $4,000? Well, how about that? I'm going to go, well, you know, I'll throw myself down a flight of stairs and be injured and then go to the doctor and make sure that I get some pain pills for that. You couple this with the fact that, okay, pills is the gateway drug to what? Heroin. And now heroin that's laced with fentanyl. Is that another drug bust fentanyl coming into the United States? Enough fentanyl to kill off all of New York City and New Jersey. Every single man, woman, and child. Yeah. Hey, people, where does heroin come from? Huh? Where does that heroin come from? Oh, yeah. Afghanistan. Afghanistan, that country that we've been involved with now for what? Almost 17 years now. 17 years in a country where they're shipping heroin into our country, got drug prices at all-time lows. Why is that? Anyway, we're going to take a break. We get back. Actually, we're going to get into foreign policy a little bit because that was a part of Donald Trump's speech. Again, we're equal opportunity bashers here on the program, people. We break things down. We're going to talk a little bit about our foreign policy. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Ed Rollins. President Trump has demanded an end to chain migration and the visa lottery, along with securing our borders by building the wall. But many in Washington refuse to support President Trump's immigration policies, including the wall. Tell Congress it is time to fully support President Trump's immigration policies and fully fund the wall. Congress was given a mandate by the American people, and we need to send a message that we are going to support President Trump all the way through 2020, and we demand they do the same. join me in demanding Congress support President Trump's immigration policies and fund the wall. Call now.
President Trump is demanding an end to chain migration, an end to the visa lottery, and the building of a wall to secure our southern border. Please pick up the phone now and call 800-334-0730. If you support President Trump's immigration policies, 800-334-0730. Call 800-334-0730.
Paid for by Great America PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. GreatAmericaPAC.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-847-3191. That's 800-847-3191. 800-847-3191.
This report is brought to you by the National Endowment for Financial Education. Almost no one is safe from periods of lost income during their working years. In fact, these income losses are so common that 96% of Americans experience four or more of these income shocks, and 60% experience being out of work for a year or more by the time they reach age 70. Ted Beck, President and CEO of the National Endowment for Financial Education.
Well, one of the best ways to plan ahead to make sure that you're not as vulnerable to income shocks or surprise expenses ranging from your car breaks down, something happens to your house, a medical bill, is really to build an emergency savings account. It's okay to start with $500 or set a goal for $1,000. Over time, you will build that up and you'll be much less at risk from those surprises going forward.
For more information on how to prepare yourself for unexpected expenses, visit smartaboutmoney.org.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
I just looked at the time where I'm at. I am so far behind. So many different things we need to talk about here on the program. And I know I'm not going to get to them all today. I want to remind everybody, 18 hours a week. You can listen to this program if we're not on in your local area. You always call up your local favorite local station and tell them, hey, start airing the Daily Watchdog on Wall Street show. You can also go to our website and sign up. Sign up for our podcast. You can listen to it right here. I do think it's important that we kind of break down this. Again, giving our honest opinion in regards to the state of the union, direction of the country. The good, the bad, the beautiful, and the ugly. Covering it all. Some of the stories, and they had that gentleman that they talked about who won the Bronze Star and what he did. Trump talked about the win against ISIS and what we were able to do. And he deserves credit for that. He does. But we still are not looking deep enough. We only look at the surface. We don't take a look at the unintended consequences of our actions over time and where we are and how much money we're spending and the lives that we're losing. You know, this past year, big uptick in the amount of casualties in Afghanistan. Again, Afghanistan. 17 years. 17 years. Again, put 17 years into perspective. You had a baby at the beginning of the Afghan war. They're going to be going off to college soon. Iraq, 15. I mean, we are becoming, and Pat Buchanan had a really great piece on this past week, we're becoming an empire. becoming an empire. Let me give you an example. If Turkey's not bluffing, U.S. troops in Syria could be under fire shortly, and NATO engulfed in the worst crisis in history. Turkish President said that his troops will cleanse Syria of Kurdish fighters, alongside whom U.S. troops are embedded. Turkey's foreign minister demanded concrete steps by the United States to end its support of the Kurds, who control the Syrian border with Turkey east of the Euphrates, all the way to Iraq. If the Turks attack, the U.S. will face a choice. Stand by our Kurdish allies and resist the Turks, or abandon the Kurds. Now, I want to remind everybody, we've abandoned the Kurds before. We abandoned the Kurds. George H.W. Bush abandoned the Kurds in Iraq, and Saddam Hussein subsequently gassed a lot of them. Yeah, that's on our tab, guys. So, should the U.S. let the Turks drive the Kurds out of Syria? U.S. credibility would suffer a blow from which it would not be able to recover. But to stand with the Kurds and oppose Turkey's forces could mean a crack-up of NATO and loss of U.S. bases inside Turkey, including the air base at Incirlik. We have nukes at that base. We also have an entrance to the Black Sea there that is right next to Turkey. This would be a big win for Vladimir Putin. This is just one issue. It's just one issue. He talked a lot about the issue of North Korea in that speech. Talked about the challenges with China and Russia. Last week, China charged that the USS Hopper, a guided missile destroyer, sailed within 12 nautical miles of a Scarborough Shoal, which is a reef in the South China Sea claimed by Beijing. Now, we keep having these ships come in close proximity with one another, something bad might happen. There was a Russian military jet came within 5 feet of a U.S. Navy surveillance plane in international airspace over the Black Sea. Talk about our relationship with Pakistan, which has gone into the toilet. Afghanistan, like I mentioned, oh, gee whiz, all the heroin that comes out of the place. Not to mention the fact you're seeing all the terror attacks that are taking place within that country. One week it's a hotel that's an attack, suicide bomb, over 100 killed, military base attack. You go again and again and again. It never ends. These stories are, they don't make front page news here in the United States. But it's an issue. We can talk about our involvement in all of these places around the globe. I think one of the most interesting quotes of the year goes to Lindsey Graham. One of the most interesting quotes of the year goes to Lindsey Graham. I didn't know there were 1,000 troops in Niger. We got troops in Somalia. We got troops in Libya. We've got advisors and troops in Ukraine. Pat Buchanan points out, he says, like the Romans, we have become an empire, committed to fight for scores of nations with troops on every continent and forces in combat operations of which the American people are only vaguely aware. Again, we don't see this stuff. What's the big news, right? What's the big news? Memos. Memos and texts and all of this other stuff. And then we see one of the big applause lines at the State of the Union, where they were talking about ending the military sequestration and increasing military expenditures. Hey, listen, you want to spend more on military equipment? And again, you want to help in regards to taking care of our veterans, which we need to do? I'm all for it. You do it by cutting costs and bringing troops home. This has been decades now, people, where we are involved in here, there, and everywhere. And can anybody tell me for what? Can anybody tell me what we've actually achieved? Again, take your partisan hat off for a second and say to yourself, wouldn't it have been better? Maybe, okay, we gotta react to what happened on September 11th. And we bomb and we bomb and we take care, you know, we deal with the bad guys. We root them out. We go after Al-Qaeda, wherever we can find them. I get that. But we don't try to rebuild the damn place. We don't try to. We're spending billions upon billions upon billions of dollars for what? We might as well just set the stuff on fire. We might as well just take them and just set it on fire. Because we're getting nowhere. What I mean, we're getting nowhere. We're going backwards. The amount of territory that is controlled by the Taliban in Afghanistan is greater in 2017 than it was in 2016. Again, we need a foreign policy rethink. And hey, Donald Trump said he was going to give us one, and he hasn't. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
I think we feel pretty good about the fact that there are a good number of people on both sides, Republicans and Democrats, who realize that this is the best solution that we can get.
That's Republican Senator John Thune of South Dakota on Fox on the spending plan that's up for a vote today. The two-year budget deal crafted by Senate leaders includes increases in military spending and domestic spending on infrastructure. The president just last week.
I'm calling on Congress to produce a bill that generates at least $1.5 trillion for the new infrastructure investment.
Meantime, in Texas,
Richardson Police Department is mourning the death of one of our finest.
We now know the name of the officer killed last night during a domestic disturbance in Richardson, Texas. Police Chief Jimmy Spivey at a press briefing.
Officer David Sherrard was wounded and unfortunately died.
This is USA Radio News.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back. Again, when you're doing something wrong, when things are not going right, and you used to do it the right way, what do? You go back and you take a look. Where do we go wrong? What happened here? Where was the screw up? You go and you focus on the fundamentals. Fundamentals of what got you to where you were. And you know, fundamentals for the United States is the Constitution, which each and every one of us can carry around in our back pocket. And you can even go further in looking into the brilliant minds of our founders and take a look at what they had to say about being involved in foreign entanglements all over the globe and how they warned us about that. The best way that we're going to bring peace to the world, quite honestly, people, is by doing business. By doing business, by leading by example. In one of the greatest military victories of all time. Wasn't really a military victory at all, was it? It was the United States taking down the Soviet Union without firing a shot. And again, I know that there's a lot of nuance to what happened in the Soviet Union. But it wasn't a matter of if, it was a matter of when. Yeah, did they speed up the process by invading Afghanistan themselves? Sure they did. And many other things as well. But eventually, you can only keep people in with your walls for so long. Eventually, they're going to want what's on the other side. Anyway, I mentioned this earlier on in the program, and I said I had to get back to it because I said that, you know, this is a really kind of an interesting story. People, point to the millennials and the way that they think and they're far left and all of that stuff. Well, some of them are starting to do a hell of a lot better because, again, we talked about home ownership. Home ownership rate rose in 2017 for the first time since 2004. And these are millennials that are spurring this activity. Again, eventually they're going to put down the, they're going to shut off Lena Dunham and girls and all of that nonsense. And they're going to see the forest for the trees. This is a step in that direction. It is. They're going to start making more money. And they're going to start seeing more and more money come out of their paycheck. And they're going to be like, wow, I can't believe how much I'm being taxed. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this is going to be a change. This is good. This is good. I want to see that generation succeed. We all want to see that generation succeed. We don't want to have a generation that's going to be woe is me. And granted, this is a generation that, they didn't see the 1980s. Nothing of the 1980s. That's all kind of like, it's like a mythological time period for them. They don't know what it's like. They don't know what it's like, but we keep going in the same direction we are right now. Let's put it to you this way. That feeling most certainly could come back. I want to talk quickly about the market action and reactions from this week. Without fail. Without fail. Whenever the market has, whenever the market sells off, my mother calls. My mother calls, and the market was starting to sell off quite a bit. It was Tuesday morning, and I look at my phone. It's around, I don't know, 10 o'clock, 10:15, and I see my mother was calling. I didn't answer it. I didn't answer it. That's terrible, Chris. It's your mother. She has to pick up the phone. Yeah, I knew why she was calling. I knew why she was calling, and I knew that I would talk to her later on in the day. So, again, she calls back. It's after 4 o'clock. I pick up the phone, and, Christopher, well, what happened with the market today? Same answer every time. I don't know, Ma, and I don't really care. Markets trade, and I go in and explain to her how, you know what, we're due for a sell-off. It could happen. There's a myriad of reasons. Don't worry about it. Don't. In fact, again, if you're following the Markowski rules and listening to what we have to say, every single time there's been a sell-off in the market, it has been a fantastic opportunity. I mentioned this here on the program. It was a few weeks ago. You just take a look at the time frame between 1979 and 1989. We'll basically call that the Reagan year, shall we? Within that period, you had the largest stock market crash since 1929. Yet, the stock market showed 18% a year. A year. The fundamentals we talked about, a lot of the news that's coming down the pike, the fundamentals of the overall economy are strong. The market's going to trade on its own. It's going to trade on its own. It's going to have its good days, and it's going to have its bad days. It is what it is. Where is it going to be 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years from now? That is what should concern you. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Good evening. I was walking in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-594-1596. That's 800-594-1596. Again, 800-594-1596.
This report is brought to you by the National Endowment for Financial Education. Almost no one is safe from periods of lost income during their working years. In fact, these income losses are so common that 96% of Americans experience four or more of these income shocks, and 60% experience being out of work for a year or more by the time they reach age 70. Ted Beck, President and CEO of the National Endowment for Financial Education.
Well, one of the best ways to plan ahead to make sure that you're not as vulnerable to income shocks or surprise expenses ranging from your car breaks down, something happens to your house, a medical bill, is really to build an emergency savings account. It's okay to start with $500 or set a goal for $1,000. Over time, you will build that up and you'll be much less at risk from those surprises going forward.
For more information on how to prepare yourself for unexpected expenses, visit smartaboutmoney.org.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street. We'll be right back.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Why so serious, Markowski? A lot of serious topics today here on the program. I did want to touch on this. Again, I don't watch award shows. I don't. Actually got a few emails from a listener saying, did you go down to City and go watch you two down there at the Hudson? No, guys. That's Sunday night, and I have to be up at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. So, no, I didn't. And no, I'm not going to watch the Grammys as much as I'm not going to watch the Golden Globes, as much as I'm not going to watch the Oscars. I don't know. They really did. They've ruined all of these things. They made it difficult now to even listen and watch and do all this stuff just because of how idiotic they are. The Grammys of all places. And again, they don't even celebrate rock songs anymore. They don't even televise the categories when rock stars actually win. It's all rap and hip hop. And here these people go. Here they go and their White Rose movement there, Me Too, all of this stuff talking about the way you treat women and misogyny. And if you ever listen to the songs that are actually winning, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't recall Sam Cooke ever singing about bitches and hoes. Okay? I don't recall Sam Cooke or any of these greats. I listen to the Commodores and Motown. Are you kidding me? You're going to compare that music to the crap today? And they keep calling these artists geniuses. Genius? Just show you. Pick up an instrument. Let me see if you can play it. Please. It's awful. It really is. The language, the way that they talk about women. And they have the nerve. The nerve. To put on a show and it's all supportive of women and all. Give me a break. You're all a bunch of bloody hypocrites for crying out loud. And, by the way, I guess I must not be the only one. Must not be the only one that thinks this because the ratings. Oh, yeah. They were at an all-time low. Anyway. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. I'm going to get back. I'm going to do a little bit on free speech, kids. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We shall return.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Baby.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at 100andchamber.org.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
You know, it's kind of ironic. I know John did that on purpose. We're going on my Grammys rant, and he decided to play a little Milli Vanilli on the way. I don't know if you remember Milli Vanilli in the 1990s. They had to give up their Grammys because it was found out that they didn't actually sing their songs. Someone else did. I don't know how in the world they expected to keep that under wraps. But, yeah, I mean, they were big stars, Milli Vanilli, right? I think that they died. Something happened. Who knows? But you think about it today. Ever listen to this music? Is that anybody singing at all? Or is it just auto-tune? There's somebody running it through some computer to make you sound a certain way. They did a whole South Park bit on that where Stan's dad is actually Lord. But anyway, free speech here. Again, I saw this story and I said, boy, it's not going to take long for Fox and Friends in the morning to make that its lead story. And of course they did. I am going to give you a different take. Out of California. California, some teacher out there. Video came out where a Southern California high school teacher is heard basically ripping members of the military as the, and I quote, the freaking lowest of the low. Yep. This teacher, history teacher, Gregory Salcido, who also serves as an elected Pico Rivera city councilman, was once mayor, even went as far to refer to those who are in the military overseas as failed students who had no choice but to serve. Think about the people you know who are over there. Your freaking stupid Uncle Louie or whatever. They're dumb bleeps. They're not high-level bankers. They're not academic people. They're not intellectual people. They are the bleaking lowest of our low. And he also questioned why military recruiters were allowed to visit the school. We don't allow pimps to come in the school, he says. Again, I'm curious to see what this guy's grades are, this Gregory Salcedo, and whether or not he could have gotten into the Air Force Academy, West Point, or the Naval Academy. Because, you know, they're real dumb kids that go to those institutions, right? But anyway, why do I bring this up? Why do I bring this up on the program? I am in the free speech business. I'm in the free speech business. And one of the things about free speech, one of the great things about free speech, is it allows people to see who the idiots are. Allows people to see who the idiots are. Now everybody can see who Gregory Salcedo is. Now, he supposedly, I guess he was removed from the classroom. That's what they said. He was removed from the classroom. He's no longer going to teach. He's still going to get paid, though. He's a member of the union. They're not going to be able to fire him. He's going to, I mean, he got probably what he wanted. And that's a part of the problem, too, is that you're not allowed to fire teachers. For some reason, that's not going to be a fireable offense. Telling you right now, he's going to continue to get paid and never have to teach again. There's a whole South Park episode on that too. Talking about how teacher trying to get fired, going over the top with just completely inappropriate homosexual acts within the classroom, and they wouldn't fire him because they had to be tolerant. So no, he was removed from the classroom. A lot of people called. A lot of people complained. But again, it was probably the best thing that could have happened to those students and the community. They saw who he really was. Anyway, another kind of an interesting story out of California as well. And this is another kind of how the world works, teachable moment piece. There's a California woman who is suing Walmart over racism because certain products at the Walmart store are in locked cases. Locked cases. One of the things that drives up the cost of the stuff that you buy at the store is the stuff that's stolen. Businesses spend a great deal of money trying to cut down on loss prevention. Isn't it interesting? Gee whiz. Is it, are they somehow, I don't know, they anti-mail because the CVS stores lock up razors? Razors are expensive, and they're small, and they're easy to steal. So what do? They lock them up. They're a popular item that is used, that is easy to steal. You know, another item that they lock up, Staples, toner cartridges. Go to Staples and try to get a toner cartridge? They only got about two people working in those stores nowadays. So I don't know, you got to kind of summon somebody, try to find somebody that can unlock the toner cartridge that you need. It's not racist. It's just a numbers game. If that product is being stolen, and let me tell you something about Walmart. Gloria Allred took up this case because that's what she does. She's one of the worst human beings in this country, Gloria Allred. She took up this case. Walmart has one of the best systems in the world for doing inventory. You don't become Walmart without understanding what your costs are and understanding inventory and managing inventory. And if Walmart feels and they see that a certain product is being stolen from their store, they're going to act on it. You know how Walmart stores are actually designed? So people, they have managers of certain sections of the store that are responsible for that section. And if that manager of that area says, we have a product that's going missing and it's being stolen, it's too easy to steal, they're going to, you know what I need to do? I need to lock this stuff up so this doesn't happen. They're going to act on it. Does that make that manager racist? No, it makes him smart. And he's doing everybody a collective solid. In order for Walmart to keep their costs down, they got to prevent stuff from being stolen, for crying out loud. Again, everything is not racist. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Had a wonderful time again this past week, people. Lots of good stuff. And again, I want to remind everybody, take advantage of all the great stuff we have at our website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. Don't miss any of the Watchdog on Wall Street show. All of our podcasts up there on the website as well. God bless.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians